Psalm 115, Part 2, Preface. Judging by carnal reason, the world thinks that those are under the displeasure of God who are visited by calamities and sufferings. In its pride, the world accounts the humble and suffering Christians the offscouring of society. The friends of Job argue that he must have been guilty of some great wickedness because he was subjected to such severe sufferings. Concerning a blind-born man, the disciples asked, "Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" When Paul had escaped in shipwreck on the sea, and a viper darted out of a bundle of sticks and fastened on his hand, the inhabitants of the island, Melita, concluded he must be a murderer whom divine vengeance would not suffer to live. Now, vengeance does pursue transgressors, but it does not follow that all those are wicked who are afflicted. Though the Christians must bear the cross and must suffer many tribulations, they are nevertheless the blessed of the Lord. Now, what the Lord blesses is blessed indeed, and cannot be cursed. "How can I curse," said Balaam, "whom God hath not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom the Lord hath not defied?" The words which the Lord spoke to Abraham, the father of the faithful, apply to all believers. "I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curses thee." This same is taught in the second part of the 115th Psalm. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Summary. As he is in whom our trust stands, so will our help be. Now our trust is in the Lord who made heaven and earth. He is our help and our shield. For his hand no need is too great, for his arm no enemy too strong. His blessing is upon them that fear him, and it continues with the righteous, generation for generation. Let his praise enlarge your hearts and flow from your lips. Praise him in his high habitations. Praise him in his mighty strength. Praise him while ye have life. Trust his covenant and bless his name. Prayer. I'll praise my Maker while I've breath, and when my voice is lost in death, praise shall employ my nobler powers. My days of praise shall ne'er be past, while life and thought and being last, or immortality endures. Amen.